This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Several ceremonies took place Sunday to commemorate the 77th anniversary of D-Day that led to the liberation of France and Europe from the German occupation. On June 6, 1944, more than 150,000 Allied troops landed on codenamed beaches carried by 7,000 boats. For the second year in a row, commemorations are marked by virus travel restrictions that have prevented veterans or families of fallen soldiers from the U.S., Britain, and Canada making the trip to France. Most public events have been canceled, and the official ceremonies were limited to a small number of selected guests and dignitaries. Over the anniversary weekend, many locals came out to visit the monuments marking the key moments of the fight and show their gratitude. A key U.S. centrist Democratic lawmaker, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, adamantly voiced his opposition Sunday to sweeping nationalization of voting laws favored by President Joe Biden and other Democrats. Manchin, who is perhaps the most conservative Democrat in the 100-member U.S. Senate, said in a Fox News Sunday interview that he will continue to oppose the voting reforms because they are too partisan and have not drawn any Republican congressional support. In the television interview, Manchin described the measure as the wrong piece of legislation. He said, quote, "It will continue to divide us." The national voting rights measure would overturn voting restrictions approved by at least 14 Republican-controlled state legislatures that would curb some expanded voting access deployed in the 2020 presidential election to accommodate pandemic restrictions. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.